This is an MP3 on the Rothschild Psychotronic Crystal, giving you all the instructions to use it. Luckily, Baroness Rothschild, who's the matriarch of the Jewish race and the embodiment of Shekinah and Hay and the Jewish God, has signed the Faustian contract to put herself and the rest of her ilk in the bird's nest as the Wicker Woman, burning eternally for my godhood, thanks to her buying the seven psi crystals and then stealing the money back. This means now the Rothschild crystal allows you to take from the Rothschilds all their money and wealth. In order to do this, you get a Rothschild psychotronic crystal. You then can do the ritual to sublime and drop all your toxic waste, poverty, all the seven Jewish rituals of damnation, the exchange rituals, which have been done to you by the Rothschilds, and dump it back on the Rothschilds, and take all the seven good things which they've taken from you, wealth, life, health, etc. These are outlined on supernaturalspirit.com, on mindovermatter.ru. And to do this, the Edomic kings have now taken over the Star of David, which is now the Star of Edom. To draw the Star of Edom, you get a green crayon and a red crayon. You draw the green triangle of art pointing northward, with the point northward, and you draw the red triangle of art for damnation pointing southward to draw your Star of David, now the Star of Edom, the Star of Amalek. And in the green triangle, you write Amalek, Nazis, Edom, and then your name. This gives you all the good things from the Abraham ritual via the green line, the exchange ritual. And in the red triangle, you put Baroness Rothschild, Baroness Thatcher, of course, who was the manifestation of her as a goyim. Of course, you put Israel, Zion, the Jews in the red triangle of art. And, of course, you can write Wicker Woman, which is their destination, their eternal torture in Amalek's bird's nest, which used to be run by Lilith, but now is run by Amalek. Amalek, of course, is female like Lilith. And of course, this now gives you the new Star of Amalek, the Star of Edom. And of course, around that, you put the square of darkness in which all of manifestation is, so just a black piece of paper upon which you write this. With your green crayon on your red crayon, and you write in green crayon Amalek, Edom, Nazis, and your name, and in the red triangle, Baroness Thatcher, Baroness Rothschild, Zion, Jews, Wicker Woman, and you can add Bernanke, Diamond, and all the other Jewish scum if you wish, but as I say, they're all included under Jews. And this then is fully inputted into the quantum wave function, into the dark sea of awareness, which Castaneda calls it, the quantum froth. This is inputted by putting in where the two triangles meet. The key to this all, which is Snowden die. Remember, Snowden was the cancer within Zion, which of course wants to kill it. And of course, all the information from NSA GCHQ's past to Israel It's done for the benefit of the Jews and Israel. So we know that the key to getting this sequestration engine into Zion is Snowden die, where Snowden wants to kill off Zion. And since he is part of Zion, because remember, all of chaos is self-similar, so whatever level you look at it, it's the same. So if you look at Zion on the individual level, that's Snowden, and he, of course, wants to destroy Zion, which means that once you infect all of Zion with Snowden, it all turns cancerous and self-destructs. So in the point where the green triangle and the red triangle meet, you put Snowden die, and this, of course, then activates the whole program. You can then lay your Rothschild crystal on the star of Amalek, star of Edom, with the point where you've got the inward torsion field pointing south where the red triangle of art is, and the open bit, which is the outward torsion field, which, of course, builds things facing the north, the green triangle of art. This then activates your Rothschild crystal, sucking dry the Rothschilds and infecting the entire Zion with Snowden, the cancer that is Snowden, the Snowden die cancer that will destroy Zion and the West. And of course, you can then input this to psychotronicgenerators.com if you've got the option to upload pictures. You can upload it to the internet by taking a digital picture and then emailing it to yourself, or sticking it up as a screensaver, or adding it to your Snowden die screensaver. And you can simply print it off on the printer and put the crystal on top and burn the paper under the crystal in order to upload the program to the Sephir Yetzira, the mechanism for manifesting Zion, which then sequesters the seven Sephiroth of manifestation, which of course is the seven exchange rituals, and reverses them, so all the sublime good stuff comes to you, all the toxic waste shit comes to the Rothschilds, which means that the Rothschilds will be hunted down, vivisected, hung, and all their possessions given to the people who possess the Rothschild crystals. It's inevitable, will be their own system against them. And of course, if you wish to add to this, you can get the Shethliah stone, the Rothschild crystal, add it to the mix, burn again. If you want to add Binar, the vampires, to it, you can add the vampire crystal to that, burn it, add it to the mix. If you want to add the circles around the world, the Keter of Sephir Yetzira, get an all, burn it with your Rothschild crystal, add it to the mix. And if you want the Dat, the death of Zion, just get an Atlantis crystal, which is the dropping of Viekar, the water that hammered Fukushima. Add that to the mix, which gives you the five crystals which then sequester Elohim, which whose number is five, Hay, whose number is five, and then, of course, Sabaoth, whose number is four, and, of course, Adonai, whose number is three. So this then sequesters the entire manifestation of Zion, which is delineated on the Sephir Yetzira. And, of course, you can upload the pictures of all five crystals to psychotronicgenerators.com so that they burn the whole of Sephir Yetzira in hell, download all the Rothschilds, as that Snowden die program into everything, email it to yourself, print it out on a bit of paper, burn it again, and that, of course, manifests and fully empowers your Rothschild crystal, which is tuned to taking all the good things in life from the Rothschilds and giving it to you, and downloading all the sins, nastiness, evil into them so that they suffer eternally in the new bird's nest run by Amalek, to abrogate you from all sins and give you all the good things in life. And luckily, I got a wicker man to do it, so they've got no scapegoat protection, so it's done from both sides, a pincer movement. They're caught between a rock and a hard place, and as you slam them together, all the good stuff is squeezed out and given to you, and the smashed piece of shit, which is the Rothschild, is downloaded into Omega Hells on Earth, in order to suffer, in order to give you all the good things in life and protect you from any karma, any evil things you might do. So if you've got the Omega Hells on Earth service, you can then put that under your Rothschild crystal, power it up, take a photocopy, burn it with the Star of Edom, Star of Amalek, to add to it. So you can use all your negative services, you've got scapegoat services, etc., burn them underneath your Rothschild crystal, the Star of Edom, Star of Amalek, in order to download Baroness Rothschild and the rest of the shit into all those evil services. And, of course, all the good services you can also add to the mix. Put them on top of the picture of the Star of Edom, which is in the north position. And in this case, you don't burn them, but just lift your crystal up until it moves to the good services. And this will then take all the sublime good, all the good things from the Rothschilds, and upload them to your good services. And you can then take a digital photo, upload it to psychotronicgenerators.com, email it, stick it up as a screensaver, etc., etc. Thanks very much.